morning. This is Sophie and Cameron with your 8 a.m. Zen Lines. In local news, Queenslanders and their children have been urged to get vaccinated, and the hospitalization rate of children under 5 with the flu has doubled in the last week. 28 children under 5 have been hospitalized with the flu, doubling the 13 hospitalizations last week. Less than 15% were vaccinated. Queensland Premier Stephen Miles says the number of kids admitted is obviously very concerning and reminds people of the free vaccinations available. Health Minister Shannon Fentiman asked parents to vaccinate themselves and their children for free at the chemist, your GP, and even at the ECA. In local news, a helicopter has crashed into Cairns Hotel this morning. A Queensland Ambulance Service spokeswoman has said police have declared an emergency and evacuated 400 people after a helicopter crashed into the building on Cairns Esplanade before 2 a.m. today. The people involved and their conditions are still unknown. The Australian Transportation Safety Bureau team is investigating the incident. In national news, a search is underway in Sydney's Georges River after a man called out of the darkness for help then disappeared. Around 11 p.m. on Saturday night, emergency services were called to the Carinya Road at Picnic Point in Sydney Southwest, after some people nearby reportedly heard a man yell for help from the Georges River. An empty car and boat with the name D2 was found on the scene, according to local police. A search and rescue helicopter has been scouring the reported area looking for signs of the missing man.
Former Australian Prime Ministers Malcolm Turnbull and John Howard, along with other parliamentary Australian politicians, have signed a letter urging governments to implement the Murphy's Report for a recommendation of a total ban of gambling ads. In the letter, they highlight the several effects of gambling addiction by stating there is a strong evidence that gambling companies are targeting children as young as 14 through their advertising. The Alliance for Gambling Reform is said to be intensifying the campaign ahead of upcoming election. In international news, 62 people have died in a horrifying plane crash in Sao Paulo, Brazil, last Friday. Flight 2283 was flying from Caçapava to Graus when it spiraled down and crashed in the town of Vejino near Sao Paulo. At the briefing on Friday, Brazilian President Lula confirmed that 62 passengers and crew had died. "It appears they have all died," Lula said. "It is not knowing what caused the plane to crash, but authorities have recovered all the bodies. Retrieving flight records and investigations are underway. Captain Danilo Santos Romana has since been identified as the first victim as of Sunday." For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with possible thunderstorms later in the evening. It is currently 15 degrees with an expected maximum of 21. The fire danger is not rated and the UV index is expected to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your news for 8 a.m.